At a press conference in Khartoum today, Ibrahim Gambari, the Joint Special Representative of the UN Security Council and the African Union's peacekeeping mission in Darfur, UNAMID, said that war is still going on in the region despite the peace agreement signed between the Sudanese government and the Liberation and Justice Movement.
In some parts of Darfur, we don't have a comprehensive ceasefire. I'm sure the force commander will be glad to have a comprehensive ceasefire which we can implement. We don't have an all-inclusive peace agreement as we speak. So the challenges remain, but what I promise is that UNAMID and the international community will continue to emphasize what we need to do in the positive implementation of our mandate in order to deliver the necessary dividend for peace for the people of Darfur.
Earlier this week, Khalil Ibrahim, the leader of Darfur's strongest and most heavily armed rebel group, JEM, returned to Darfur from Libya, saying he will coordinate with rebel groups in Darfur, southern Kordofan, and Blue Nile states to overthrow the government of President Omar al-Bashir. Khalil signed a framework agreement last year with the Sudanese government, but it fell because the government refused to meet preconditions set by JEM. Abdelwahid Mohamed Nur, leader of the second strongest rebel group, the Sudanese Liberation Army, is also reported to have arrived in Darfur. Gambari says this is a cause for concern.
Of all the three movements that are not fully in the peace process, it's Abdelwahid has never joined any political process at all. So the international community is getting frustrated. And I believe that part of that frustration was conveyed to France, that where he was residing. And I think they decided to revoke his visa or whatever. But anyway, he's no longer in Paris. So it's very important then for the international community to consider what next to bring this movement, which has never joined any political process at all. And if that rejectionist stand continues, then the international community will have to decide what to do next. I believe, and I cannot speak for the Security Council of the UN, that discussion is already taking place. That discussion as to what specific targeted measures might be necessary to persuade the only movement that has not joined the peace process and leadership to join.
Gambari also criticized their intention of JEM and the SLA to continue their war against Khartoum.
In conclusion, I wish to make a direct appeal to the Justice and Equality Movement, JEM, the Sudanese Liberation Army, Mini Minawi, and the Sudanese Liberation Army, Abdelwahid, to join the peace process and contribute to building of a better tomorrow for all the Darfurians. This is not the time to posture. This is not the time to unite for war. This is the time to unite for peace. Because too many in Darfur have suffered, and too much is at stake. Entire communities are looking at you, these three movements, for leadership in order to take Darfur forward in the direction of peace rather than backwards in the direction of more wars and more displacement and more sufferings for the people of Darfur.
Over 3 million Darfurians were internally displaced or forced to become refugees since the conflict started in 2003. The UN says that number has been cut in half as the levels of fighting have decreased recently, but analysts say the return of the Darfur rebel leaders and their intention to widen their military actions could cause the refugee crisis to broaden again. For VOA News, I am Al-Sanous Ahmed in Khartoum.